Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, he's the cyber king of small business. Search Google for small business expert, and he's tops on the list.
I guess that makes you number one.
He's number one on Google and number one in our hearts.
Aww.
He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. My pleasure as always. Very excited about having our buddy Ted Fishman back on the show. Ted Fishman is he's a writer that you've seen. You've seen his work in some of the top publications, newspapers around the world. He is a former member of the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, former trader there, and actually had his own trading firm. He's the author of one of my favorite books in my life, China Inc. Very fascinating, very compelling book on China. He's become one of our top China experts in our brain trust. And his new book is called Shock of Gray. He's become an expert on the aging of the world's population. And that's one of the things we're going to talk about today. Ted Fishman, welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Jim. Great to be with you.
It's good to have you back, as always, Ted. Ted, you know, one of the things that I've been a member of my Chamber of Commerce for a long, long time, more than three decades. And my audience knows that I love chambers. I love local chambers. I think every small business owner should be a member of their Chamber of Commerce. And one of the things that I've learned in dealing with my chamber and working with others around the country is that chambers are starting to realize something that you've discovered in the work that you did on your book, Shock of Gray, and that is how to think about the population of the community from a holistic standpoint, not just from a jobs, let's get some more jobs in here and everything will take care of itself. In fact, many communities are walking and chewing gum at the same time. While they're looking for jobs, they're also talking about their community as retirement communities, and they're recruiting people for that, from that part of the marketplace. What do you think?
Well, I have been going around the country talking about a Shock of Gray, and interestingly enough, to me, one of the kinds of groups that's pulling me in are these local economic development councils.
Yep.
You know, the kind that are public-private combinations that push for the economic vitality of their region.
Which many times one of the partners in that group is the Chamber of Commerce.
Absolutely. Yep. Chamber of Commerce is an indispensable group. And so I just came back from Maine, and there was a statewide meeting of a community development group. And this community development group is also a bank, and it lends to nearly 29,000 businesses in the state. And they wonder, you know, how can the state of Maine, and I've been through this in Illinois and Wisconsin, how can you create the kinds of jobs that, as your population ages, your workers aren't vulnerable to the tides of globalization that drive them out of their work? You know, the industrial workers have been displaced, and older workers have been the most vulnerable to that. So the old line, northeastern industrial town, midwestern industrial town, has scores, sometimes tens of thousands of unattached but qualified industrial workers. And because they're in a globally competitive job market, they lose their jobs. And so it's the job of the community to say, okay, what kind of local economy can we have where our jobs are somehow tied to what we do best here? You know, rather than living in a flat world, how do we create a world where we are really something special? And this is new. When my China mm-hmm. book came out, everyone was concerned about, you know, how can our businesses thrive in a world where, you know, they can compete with anybody anywhere. Now they want to have jobs that nobody compete with, no matter where they are, because there's something special
right.
about what they do.
Right.
You know, this relates to all kinds of things. Even these protests in Wisconsin relate to this. You know, Wisconsin is a state that has seen many communities a challenge because the young people often leave these small industrial towns
right.
in Wisconsin, and they leave the
because they can't get work.
They can't get work.
The vitality of the community goes down when the jobs go away and they're not attracted, and it becomes a vortex, doesn't it?
So it's the job of the state to say, look, what are we going to do for our workforce
right.
so that people will come here first? If you've got your education system one way or another, then young families don't stay either.
Right.
You know, so the state is caught in a trap. It has increasing budget woes because it has an aging
right.
population. But if it doesn't have the resources to serve a younger population, then the young people won't stay.
But the states are becoming the canary in the mineshaft for the United States, aren't they? That's what's happening. What you just described is happening quicker in the states than is happening in the U.S.
And, you know, you can't go to any level
of
government.
Ted, hold on to that. Hold on to that. I'm going to let Ted finish that thought, folks, after these messages. We've got more to come. 20 till. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.